fire you, let you go.
Or I'm going to have to
get rid of you.
Get her in the other way instead of get rid of, another word there. What about get shut of?
Get shut of him. Yeah.
Still here, right?
Yeah. On occasion.
And he might come back and say, oh, come on, just give me another
chance.
Somebody who laughs a lot, you'd say he has a good sense of
humor.
What about if a little boy left his pencil out on his desk and he came back and it was gone? He might say, well, who?
Somebody stole my pencil.
Yeah, you know the word besides that?
Snitched it.
Okay. What about swiped?
Swiped.
If you want to get in touch with somebody, you would sit down and
write them a letter.
You sat down and
wrote.
Okay. You had already
written.
And if you go to the trouble of writing him, you expect to get
an answer. Reply.
What would you say you do to the envelope after you write the letter?
Seal it. Lick it.
Okay, and you do what to it?
Address it.
Okay. You ever heard any other word for that? Maybe old fashioned word?
I've heard them say, put your return in the corner.
Return. What about backing it?
Backing a letter. Yeah, I've heard that.
Is that old fashioned?
Yeah, that's old fashioned.
You might say, I'd like to write so and so, but I don't know
his address.
What about if a boy has learned to do something like whistle between his teeth, you might ask him, well, who
taught you that? Okay. Who learned you that?
When you say, who learned you that, is that something that you would
hear? That's an old saying. I don't ever hear it anymore.
Would you consider that uneducated or
just slang language?
Yeah.
Just slang.
Okay. Well, you ever heard any names that one child might call another one if, you know, the child runs around telling on the other children?
Tattletale. Mm-hmm.
To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Yes. I think so. Gossiping is something that's malicious. It's telling things that aren't true.
I see. But tattling.
Tattling
they
is
got
just
goods on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just a child doing it.
Right. All right. All right. If you have some flowers growing out in your yard and you want to brighten up your living room a little bit, you might say, I think I'll go out.
Get a bouquet.
And I'll do what? I'll
cut some flowers.
And little things that children play with. You say he's got a room full of
toys.
Any other word that you use for
junk?
True. Okay. What about the word play pretty? You ever
play
heard
pretties?
That?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Would a toy rifle be a play pretty?
Yeah, I think so.
Could be. Mm-hmm. All right, a few verbs here. If I have something that you need right now, you'd say, give me that.
Give me that.
But I already
have given it to you.
Okay.
Already gave it to you?
Sure. Okay. Yesterday I gave it to you. Okay. You might call the theater and ask, when does the show
start
or
begin?
And he would say, well, it blank at 3 o'clock.
It starts at 3 o'clock.
Or at what? It
begins at 3 o'clock.
All right. It blank an hour ago.
Started an hour ago.
Or it
began an hour ago.
Okay. It has already.
Already begun.
And since we're going with start, too, it has already
started.
Okay. All right. If you want to get, you'd say that horses gallop, but people
walk
or
run.
Okay.
Jog.
All right. He was so happy that he blank all the way home.
Ran all the way home.
Okay. He has a mile by now.
Gone a mile. Run a mile.
He has, right. He has what?
Ran a mile.
Okay. If you don't know where a man was born, you might ask somebody, well, where does he blank from?
Come from.
Okay. So and so blank in on the train last night.
Came in on the train.
Has he yet?
Has he come yet?
Okay. And talking about your vision with your eyes, you
see.
Have you him yet?
Well, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I
saw him.